Time to rev up the ute and take a country drive. ABC rural reporter Clint Jasper is behind the wheel tonight. Hello.
Good evening.
All right. So first, Clint, to the ag election. A coalition win means we're sticking with the status quo in a number of contentious areas in agriculture. What are they?
There's some big ones around water and the way that the Basin Plan will continue to roll out. But there were, interestingly, I think it was, especially in places like WA, a vote against some of Labor's big proposals. The main one being a commitment to banning live sheep exports. That just really brought up a huge kind of dearth of emotion and fear, basically, that you know, there wasn't really a lot of information about how that transition would occur, and there was that people would have been voting on that issue in that state because it is such a big industry.
So what does it say about how the regions voted? Does it mean they're, you know, they've said that they like this policy approach? Is that the kind of readout here?
I think what we saw during the campaign was a lot of anger at the coalition and especially the way the Nats had treated their seats. But obviously, like we just saw, some of those, excuse me,
that's okay. You can have a
regional independence didn't get up in the same amount that we saw them would. And a lot of those issues were about water and the way that water is being managed, especially as it's getting very scarce and expensive. But in the end, I think what we saw in that result, every single Nat retained their seat. So that protest vote wasn't really there in the end.
All right, let's move on to another story. Worrying news for the grain industry, Clint, with Australia set to import wheat for the first time in more than a decade. What's the story here?
Yeah, this has kind of ruffled some feathers in the grains world. Basically, wheat's, for an end user, there's no difference really in buying Australian wheat or wheat from Canada or Russia. You buy it where it's cheapest, basically. Australia does occasionally get a premium because of the biosecurity here and just the lack of animal and plant pest diseases. That makes it a bit easier to get our wheat around the world. What people fear with this import is that it's Canadian grain coming in, and unlike previous times, it won't be processed in metro areas. It'll move through the countryside to get to Nowra to be processed. So there's some people who are concerned about what that means for pest incursions. And then also, does it open the door to do for this to become easier in the future, which is something that would be really worrying for grain producers? Because obviously when there's not a lot being grown like this season, then the price is good, and that, you know, less amount but better price is the only kind of bright spot in seasons like this.
So as we say, it's a single shipment that's on the way from Canada. So it's more of a warning shot rather than...
Well, there's 8 applications that the Department of Ag is currently assessing for imports. So this company, Manildra, was the first that got theirs over the line first. The department won't say when they lodged that application, but it is the first successful one, and people are worried that, you know, once you open that door, why wouldn't they buy cheaper grain from overseas when, you know, the more expensive stuff might be in WA or in storages around the countryside here.
Finally, Clint, from wheat to wool, tell me about this slump in prices.
It's really interesting. The wool industry has been on a pretty stellar run for quite some time now, reporting on record prices, but they've been easing off all through this year. The current slump that we're seeing is partly because China lifted a ban on South African wool, so that is more competition for us, basically, in the coarser kind of carpety wools. But also there's some very nervous buyers in China right now about the impact of the tariffs in the US-China trade war. So that kind of saw a lot of people ease off their buying, and even some of our, separate to that, Italian customers who turn it into the fine suiting and that kind of fabrics have actually said that they've got enough fabric to do what they need to do at the moment. So all these pressures are kind of coming in to the market at once, and a lot of people have just decided to stop putting their wool up for auction until it turns around.
So what are the long-term implications for the Australian wool industry then?
Well, a lot of this price rise came off the back of the fact that demand picked up again when there were just not a lot of merino producers left in the market. So I know this is completely anecdotal, but a few people who were planning on retiring from sheep farming, and they've kept going as long as this price rise has been up. So if it's sustained and we don't see those prices return, then we could see even less merino wool producers here.
Clint, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.